Hey, welcome. This is Joseph Ali Presents with God, with Code Man Hero, author Scotland Little and his mother, Jackie. Thank you so much for joining us, guys. And we're honored to have Jesse Bailey with us.
Thank you so much. Glad to be with you today, too.
Pastor Jesse Bailey. Anyway, welcome, guys. I'm so happy to have this show with you today. Well, Jackie and I have been doing this is a three-part series, and this is the last part. And Jackie and I have been talking for the last 2 half-hour programs, which will all be on the air once we get everything together, about autism. And how, Jackie, how did you, I know how you did very well with it, but tell the audience about how you cope with some of the things that you were faced with.
Well, like bringing Jesse on here today, it's along the message of faith, perseverance, hope, living an authentic, inspired life. And that's why I am happy to have Jesse here.
I'm so happy
message is so important. So, yeah, and I have not met Jesse yet, but when Scotland and I make it up that way here in a couple weeks, we would love to meet Jesse. So we were also, there is a program, Magnify Your Message, that mm-hmm. Scotland and I were a part of, and I know Jesse was in the past, so we have that connection. So, it's a great program. So
you had raved about, was it a 3-month program, Jackie?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
And it really helped Scotty and I focus and figure out where we're taking life and what our message is to the world. So,
well, yeah. I'm excited to talk to Pastor Jesse as well, but I just want to say, I mean, some of the tools and techniques that you used to make this, I mean, you really worked hard this man is fantastic. He is 21 years old now. I actually know Jackie from 21 years ago, when I had them, when I, Scotty walked for me when he was one. I have a little interest here. And so the young man is flourishing now.
And that was before his diagnosis. But, you know, by 2 and a half, my mother actually pointed out to me that, you know, there were issues with eye contact and communication.
Wow.
So that's where I sought help from doctors and specialists. Yeah.
And you had said in the last program, you had said that you had a lot of people told you how to do this, but it wasn't the way that it didn't work for you.
Exactly. I followed the therapies, the doctors, just trying everything I could to fix my son's autism. Not realizing I was damaging his self-esteem. And
this is what people need to know, Jackie. People need to know that.
Yes, and looking back now, I'm like, if I would have had a different approach, I just think that things might have been easier for him.
Well, all I know is that Scotty's going to be with us the last half hour. And I'm here to tell you, you guys will be so impressed with him because, first of all, he's been nominated for a CNN Hero. And number two, he has written 3 books. And he's just a phenomenal man. He's working full-time, working part-time, I should say, at Home Depot, and he's just, I mean, I can't say enough about him. He's just one wonderful man, and he, when you talk with him, you'll hear what I'm, I have to say, but pretty exciting. So,
yes,
so
and
Pastor,
he will
welcome.
Be attending ASU too. So
yes, oh yes, of course. Because he was he was accepted to ASU, University of Arizona.
Yeah, yes. So we are now in Arizona.
So. I know, because you guys are all from Seattle.
Yes.
So what do parents or family need to know in retrospect? And what do you not need to know? Not to do.
Well, you spend so many years looking at the limitations of your child when you need to look at the possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many talents that are hidden. And as parents, we bring those out. Instead of he can't do this, he can't do that, you need to flip that. So what can he do? And promote that. Bring it out in them. And it makes a big difference. I mean, nobody likes to hear, I'm not good at this, I'm not good at that. It's common sense. And when you catch yourself in that negative downward spiral, you have to bring yourself out of that through meditation, relaxation, music, without words, just calming music. It's amazing. You can control your brain and your thoughts. And, you know, God created us that way. We're creators. We are here.
Mm.
We are here to create, help, be there for each other. So,
yeah, we are actually, that's so true, Jackie. We are co-creators of our existence. If we got a raw deal, we wrote into it. Everybody, a lot of people have told me that before. I believe it. I mean, this is a show, and we're producers and directors of our destiny, really. And so, I'm so happy that the pastor is here. So, Pastor, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I really appreciate it, and thanks for all you do to inspire people and encourage people.
Well, I appreciate that. But let me just tell you something. Jackie raved about the course she took from you guys. She raved about it. She was saying how special it was and how it helped them. And Jackie, what was the name of that class?
Magnify Your Message.
Yeah, do you want to talk about just for a second, Pastor?
Sure. One thing that was really helpful is that all of us have a story, and our stories are significant. And sometimes when we're going to share our story, we're not quite sure how to do that. And being able to hone in on a core message, because for me it's hope. What are we designed to do every day? Receive and give hope. And my professional soccer career ended tragically. I was fighting for my life for 1 year. It took 10 years to fully recover. And a lot of good things came out of that. I believe the very best experiences in life can come out of the worst situations. But I didn't know how to share that message. And so going through this course really helped me to hone in on what can I do to empower people.
Yes, exactly. And it really helped me communicating with Scotty and putting messaging together. And Scotty has come leaps and bounds just working on speaking and talking. And it's been incredible. So,
you know,
and yeah, we like Jesse's hope habits. So we like that. So it's very inspirational. And Jesse, I was in a terrible car accident 13 years ago when Scotty was 7. And I broke my neck. And so I also went through that time of life of losing everything that I knew, my job, what I did. And it's eye-opening. And you realize how short life is, and money doesn't matter. You know, it's like, why am I working? You know, so I started spending more time, you know, with my kids and being there and going through all the surgeries, you know.
I'm reminded about COVID. Everybody says that when they had COVID and no one could leave, they spent more time with their kids. They had dinners and they spent more time with their kids than they ever did. And they found a whole new family member there. They went, wow.
Yeah.
You showed up.
Yeah, we spend too much time working and you know, chasing the dollar, so to speak. So Yeah.
Well, you know, we do what we have to do, and sometimes it takes us a while. People don't always learn right away. You always have to learn the hard way, unfortunately. So, Patch and I talked about, we briefly talked about having our own radio show with children. So I'm excited about having Scotland involved in that. And we'll talk about this, you know, next time we have the show, we'll talk about that. Because I think he's ready to have the show. And tell us about, I know he's going to be on the air here soon. But tell me briefly about Scotland and his book that he wrote.
Yes, so Codeman is a superhero character that he started creating when he was around 7, 8 years old.
Wow.
I found drawings in his sock drawer. And at that point, he didn't even write. He wouldn't do anything in school. When I found the drawings, I was just like, wow, he can draw. Look, he can draw. So I was so excited.
I love it.
Over the years, he just, Codeman is his. And it's a creation of good versus evil. Book one, there's 3 realms. And Codeman has to protect the Omniverse, these realms. And then book 2 that's coming out is Codeman Back to Earth. So, he crash lands on Earth and then ends up, now he has to protect Earth from the malevolent Satan. So, yeah. So that's kind of what's going on with it.
And
right,
you said
now,
you have a following of how many people... contact them, or any people with his followers?
We've had some emails, and, you know, we have some followers online. They're, you know, once we have more content out, you know, it'll be easier to get a following. And the more we're out and about meeting people, and especially young people, these books are... inspirational just to read something by a young person that's grown up with all the challenges. So,
and you know, it's fun. So many families have them. And that's why I thought this would be good to have a show like this to talk about how people cope with it and what tools they use to get it you know, to fix it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and now, you know, he's older, so, you know, he does his daily meditations, and he is able to do what he needs for himself, which is, as a parent, all you want is for your child to grow up and take care of themselves and be happy. So...
You had said to me you bought him a truck. When was that?
This is his third car. When we got to Arizona, I traded his old truck in, which he was paying for, and got him a manual transmission. He loves it. He gets the shift now. Yeah, so it's all, you know, it's fun. So he enjoys that. So.
And he got a driver's license when he was, what, 16?
Yes, 16. 17? First try. Can you believe that?
No, I can't believe it because, I mean, it says a lot for him. I mean, and that's why, Jackie, I mean, you really, to me, need to be celebrated as well, because you have been such an inspiration for him, and all the people that's been listening. I mean, you really, I'm sure you're helping people, because not everyone understands what to do about this situation. And you say, and I've said this before, kids want to be seen and heard and loved.
You do it just like anyone else, you know. And, you know, controlling the expectations and living in what's right, what's real, and what's true. And not living this, oh, look, he's fine. Oh, look, he's perfect. You can't lie about life. You have to face problems head on. So. Yeah.
I was just going to say that obviously it's working, because look at him now. He blossomed into this phenomenal man.
Yes, and, you know, we don't have too much further to go. You know, our goal now, he will have his own place and, you know, be living on his own. So
yes, of course.
That's our ultimate goal. It might be next door to me, but he'll have his own place.
That's great. So. Well, we all need our own space. So what do you think about this pastor? What do you think about this Scotland?
So he hasn't met Scotland yet.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, I thought you did.
Yeah, he hasn't met him yet.
Wow.
When we're in Seattle, we'll go meet him.
Yeah, we have some book signings. The Barnes and Nobles are going to do some book signings for us with his books, and I got some TV stuff, working on TV appearances so that we can let people know what's going on, and also we want to get together and do what we can. You know, the whole thing, I did briefly talk to Scotland. I know he's going to come on the air here pretty soon. And what he says is that he wants to help people. That's the whole, I mean, that's the whole reason why he's doing this.
Yes.
And there's nothing better than the mentor who is also a hero.
Yes.
And
so, Jesse,
and
are you still there? Oh, I think we lost Jesse.
Oh.
I'll see if I can find him.
Anyway,
Oh, okay. He might have it on mute.
Yeah. Anyway, Jackie, should we put your son on?
Yes, here. Here's Scotland.
Hello.
Welcome. Welcome, Scotland. How are you?
I am doing great, sir. How about you?
I'm doing great, thank you. Well, I don't know if you heard all this stuff that we're saying about you. You probably have a head the size of a pumpkin, but you know what? You deserve it, buddy.
Yes, I do.
I am so proud of you because of what you've accomplished. And here you are. You're working at Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
You're driving.
Yeah.
Doing stuff. You are, there's just so much that you have accomplished, and your main thing is you want to help people.
And I created a video game.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I created a video game all by myself, and I even coded it.
You are thriving.
Yes, I am.
You are thriving, and that's why I wanted to get a hold of you and let you know that we are so, so very proud of you. You've been nominated for CNN Hero.
You've got
these books off the ground. You'll be doing a comic strip, right?
Yep. I'm going to be at the comic strip. And I'm forever grateful for you guys helping me with this so I can help other people.
Well, that's what it's all about, isn't it, buddy?
It is. It's about helping other people.
Because, you know, there's so many people your age, younger than your age, but out there struggling about with mm-hmm. life and being bullied and telling people I can't do this. And I know the
because
message you have.
In a negative mindset.
Exactly. And you have said you're not going to be defined by autism.
Yep.
And you're going to embrace it.
Mm-hmm. It's part of who
and
I am.
And you've proven it. You've proven it works. God bless your mother. She is really out there doing all the work. And
the reason why I accept my autism is it makes me who I am. If I didn't have autism, I wouldn't be as smart as I am right now. And that's what makes me me.
Well, you know, we're gonna have you, as I told you earlier, we want to have you now have your own radio show where kids can call in. I'm so excited about this because when I first came up from California, I heard this radio show where kids would call in and talk to somebody, and they don't have a voice, and I want them to have a voice. I want kids to have a voice. I want to do a
they
show
should.
for kids, by kids. You know, I want them to be involved, and I want you to be the head president, guy.
I will.
I only mean that because you will shine at this. So we get these people calling in and talking to the code man.
Yes.
And they get to ask you questions and talk about your book. Mm-hmm. And by the way, the book is fabulous.
Yeah. We're making free books and we're making a comic book.
I love it.
Yeah.
And you know, what we're going to do is the next show we do is going to be on TV. And I asked the producer if he would get your little video you did with your show with the flying cars and stuff. And, of course, he said he would do that. So that's exciting. Wait till people see this. I mean, this is every bit
flying
as good
cars.
As they
get.
Uh-huh. Yeah, in the epilogue that I saw that you did, What was that, Jackie? What was that, that one that we talked about? That
I'm here.
What was that one we talked about that I said, well, I want to get on the, I want people to see it because it was so phenomenal. It was a couple minutes video of his session of or
his interview.
Yeah.
No, the Logan Crawford show.
Yeah.
He was on Logan Crawford.
Yeah, but I was talking about you and I had talked about when we do another show, we're going to have him. They're going to produce or show the video that you guys use as a part of your book.
Oh, our cinematic video of book one.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's a little clip of book one.
Yes, I thought it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the stuff that when people see this, they'll just you'll be blown away because it's done so well.
Yeah.
And then that's the idea that Scott has come up with. That this is the world that I'm involved in. Pretty exciting.
Yes, it's all in his mind. And there's actually 5 books planned. So total. But he's working on book 3 right now. So and book 2 should be out in August. So
I might add that all the book 1 at least is in all the Barnes and Noble stores and also available on Amazon.
Yes.
And when we do the next show, we'll talk more about the book and more about some of the things that are very, very special. And I guess we lost a pastor, huh?
We lost Jesse.
Anyway, Jackie, I just can't thank you enough for doing all that you do.
Well, thank you, Joseph. You've been a great friend and going all the way back.
But you know, I mean, I know you pretty well, and you have helped a lot of people now with this whole understanding of autism. And because of you, you have this outstanding young man who has just started to grow.
Yes.
He just started to grow. And I just can't wait.
Yes, we have lots of hope and dreams and plans.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yes.
Because, you know, as I said to you in the past, well, when we leave here, we've asked, how much have you loved? And the second thing we're asked is, what have you done for others? And the third thing we're asked is forgiveness, starting with yourself.
Yes. Being authentic.
And, of course, we're the hardest person to forgive ourselves because we always find some reason to be upset about something.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, society's kind of gone down that road.
Yes. So Scotland, are you there?
He's here.
I'm right here, sir.
Can you give me a Reader's Digest, the story about, a little bit about the first book that you wrote? Just the Reader's Digest version?
Can you say that all over again, just so that way? Because I couldn't hear you because the speaker, it's not on speaker, so.
not a problem. Could you give us a Reader's Digest version of the first book that you wrote? So people get
the first book
it.
I wrote, so like basically what the first book is about?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So the first book of Code Man is about this young boy called Matthias.
Mm-hmm.
Matthias basically was from this family that, you know, Code Man, right? The Golden Code Man that was originally created by God in heaven. And there was a war that happened in heaven where Satan, he tried to take over heaven, but there was this golden code man that was created that fought against the evil Satan, and they won. And so Code Man was born in this alternate dimension where he basically, what'd you say? You there?
Uh-huh, I'm here.
Sorry about that. I just got confused there for a minute.
No, don't believe me.
Okay, so Code Man's father, he was basically born in this alternate dimension, and Code Man grew up in that alternate dimension, but then he got transported out into, like, Tectopia, which is, like, a dark, dark dystopian future, basically. It's, like, one of the dark realities, this futuristic city. He was in there to reference my childhood, how it felt. And that's where Code Man starts out in the first book, is in there, in Tectopia. And he learns to become the best version of himself. He learns to become better every single day. He works on the suit that God basically created to save the Omniverse from the evil Satan. And you know I have this in my...
I was going to say, it's all we could ever ask for is to be a best version of ourselves. And boy, and you know,
and the Golden Code Man is like, the Golden Code Man, I like to think of it, is like our true self. It's like we are connecting through our inner self. That's kind of what it's like. It's like when we're manifesting with ourselves, we are basically co-creators of our own reality. And the Golden Code Man is like a reference of that. Because that's what we are. We are deep down internally like programmers. And that's what Code Man is about. It's about this young boy who gets a suit where he's able to code reality. He's able to manipulate technology, code reality itself. And that's why I called him Code Man. That's his superpower. Because I actually used to really love programming. And so that's kind of where I came up with the idea of Code Man. Originally,
yeah, I love it. I love it, and I mean, you are Code Man.
Yes, I am.
You are Code Man.
Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned also you did some video game or worked on a video game.
Yeah, I created this one. I don't know if I want to say the name of it right now, but I created this one video game that was kind of like, you know, a horror game where basically you play. There's not really much of a story, to be honest, but it's like you just kind of play. It's like this game where you spawn in this like randomly generated, you know, trees randomly generate everything. It's like a flat. It's kind of like a blocky game where the graphics are very blocky. And there's these robots that like randomly move around. And if they spot you, you have to like fight them. Or you have to try to hide. And that was like a game I basically created.
You're every teenager just want to talk to you about this. I'll tell you right now, and that's what we hope. Mm-hmm. Isn't it? We hope that we get the young people to be involved and to and do the code that tells us.
Yes,
and because you know, I know when you first started all this, you were bullied, and you had some really tough times because. And because of your mother and you were able to cope with that.
Yeah, I was.
I mean, people have no idea how tough it is when you're young like that.
They have no idea how tough it is being autistic.
Yeah,
they don't even know what it's like. Most people don't even like understand what it's like.
Yeah. And that's exactly why we're doing this. This is what it's all about, this show. Because we want people to understand it's not a sickness. It's something that
it's
people...
It's just the way how your brain is wired is basically
exactly,
what it is.
Exactly.
And you can't really change that. That's the thing people don't understand. You can't really just magically change it. That's part of who you are.
And this is so important. so important that we get this message out there that you, you are doing so well because you have decided it's not going to define you.
Yes, because it doesn't define me. It's part of who I am.
And there's so many people out there who are, who have this and who have other things. Like, you know, I mean, I taught special ed for a year, and I tell you, I mean, I can't believe some of the kids that have this stuff, and they weren't as lucky as you, because some parents are absent. Some were single parents, and you know, and so it was. So I mean, it's different.
Exactly. And the problem too, they don't help. They don't actually help their kids grow up. They just treat them like little kids. They think that they can't do anything when they actually can.
Yeah.
They're so much better than they think they are. That's the problem. The parents don't treat their kids like human beings. They treat them like less than, and that's, I feel like, the biggest problem with our society. And that's why I think a lot of, you know, autistic kids have a hard time doing a lot of things, you know, is because they get put down a lot by society, by other people, even their own family members. They get rejected.
Well, I had a flower shop in DuPont, Washington. I worked with somebody, and she was a woman who was a commander's wife, and she had an autistic son, and she had her hands full with him. And I wish I'd have known now. I wish I'd known then what I know now, because, boy, she needs to. I'm going to send her this tape because they move on to a different base. But I'm here to tell you, I mean, this is an opening for people to understand. It's all about this. It's all about understanding.
Yeah.
You can't, you know, we're all afraid of what we don't understand, right?
Oh, we are, yeah, for sure.
And so, I mean, would you change anything if you had a chance?
I don't think I would, to be honest, because being autistic is like part of who I am. And I feel like if you were to change that, it would like change who you are.
Yeah,
I'd be a totally different person if got rid of my autism.
Yeah. Well, and I understand you do a great job at the Home Depot. People love you.
Yes, they do.
In fact, I talked with your mother. We want to have a book signing there when you come back from Washington State. Wouldn't that be fun to have a book signing there with all your fans?
Oh yeah, for sure. I'd love that.
Yeah.
Even though I've never done a book signing, I would love to do it. I'd love to meet
people. Guess what? You have about four or five, as far as I know, arranged.
Really?
Right, Diane?
Nice.
There's a couple coming up.
Yeah, we're really working on, because, you know, once you do a couple, then everybody wants you.
Yes, exactly. And I'm very excited about that, and I'm, like, forever grateful that I can, like, talk to people. You know, the funny thing, too, do you guys know about Discord? I actually have a Codeman Discord, but I don't really have, you know, it fully set up, basically. It's just, like, completely blank right now.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I set that up a while back.
I'll tell you, it's been really wonderful talking with you and Jackie, your mother. What a sweetheart she is, and what she's done to get you this far. And now you're showing us, aren't you? You really are.
Yeah.
You are showing us.
Yes, I am.
Anyway, my friend, I'm so pleased to talk with you and to honor you because of what you've accomplished. And like I say, you need to understand that you are so blessed.
I am.
Yeah, you really are. And every day, I'm sure you just say, thank you. Thank you. That's what I do every day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Jackie, you there?
She is here. I'm just kind of on the phone right now, but here I can
Her. Yeah, the phone. Yeah, and I didn't give him your phone number to call you, but we'll do that next time so you have your own line.
I'm back. Yeah, you know, when he's on the air, I have to hand him my phone.
So. Oh, I forgot about that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know what? He did phenomenal, Jackie.
Yeah, so I'm going to put you on speaker. We'll see how that turns out. I'm going on speaker now.
Okay.
Can you hear us?
I can hear you guys. Fine. You know, we have about 10 more minutes left, and I just want to wrap this up by saying it's been such a joy to talk with you guys about this. Because
it's such a joy to talk to you, too.
I think that people need to know, as you have said a dozen times to me, you embraced it. You embraced it, Tism.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and most importantly is Scotty also embraced it. So,
Yeah, that's what I mean.
A parent can embrace it. Their child still may not. So it took Scotty quite a few years to get it. But, when he did,
I hate to say I'm the same way. It took me a long time to get it, but when I get it, boy, I got it.
And
I try and pass it on. You know, by doing these shows and by talking to people like you, I told the people at the station, let's do uplifting stories. Let's do stuff that people really can go, wow, I feel so much better now that I heard this story. Because it's all about healing. It's all about understanding that. And you say it all the time, Jackie, you have to love them.
Yeah.
Above all, love them with unconditional love.
Yes, and we are their teachers. So
yes, yeah.
They learn by example.
Yeah, well, when I was a teacher at Chapel High School for a year, I learned, I talked with kids, I talked with adults, talked with parents, and once a month I had a meeting where they all the single parents, I think there was about three couples. I had 45 kids in my class, and I said,
wow.
How many kids are divorced, or how many kids are from a divorced family? I think all of them raised their hands up three. I mean,
wow.
Everybody has single parents. And so so I then said, well, I'm going to talk to your parents once a month, and we're going to talk about you and what we can do to make this easier on your parents. And then we're going to have you guys meet once a month and talk about, and you talk to us about what you think would make it easy on you. It was just a wonderful exchange. It really was. And I met this guy. I met this woman. We're still great friends. And she was from England. She had this beautiful accent. Looked like Elizabeth here. She was beautiful. Is beautiful. And she had this son named Simon. And Simon, you know, one teenager. I mean, you know, he didn't clean up his room. And she'd say, I can't hardly, I said, just close the door. Let him, if he wants to live in that, you got to find, look for an hour for clothes, let him, so be it. You know what I'm saying? So, and she she finally said, okay. And he called me and thanked me. He said, thank you. You know, so anyway, so he, and you'll appreciate this, Scotty. He actually went and got a scholarship in, down under. And he was gone for 3 weeks and he got hurt. And he came and she called me up and she said, he can't move. He can't move anything but his neck. He can't move anything in his body.
Yeah.
And here's a young man. He was 21, I think, or maybe younger. So, of course, she went to pick him up. He came home. And he was complete paraplegic.
Wow.
And that man went to college. He went surfing. He climbed Mount Baker. He did everything that people say he couldn't do.
Yeah.
He wrote a children's book.
Yeah.
And now there's children's books in every school in the United States in the library.
Yeah.
And so there you go, guys. I mean, you talk about perseverance.
Yeah.
That's what I see. That's what I see from you, Jackie, what you've done and what Scotland has done. I'm so, so proud to know you guys.
Well, thank you, Joseph.
Thank you, too.
And anyway, we'll continue this conversation. So stay tuned, guys, for the rest of the story. We have so much to talk about with Scotland Little and his mother. And as I said earlier, I want to get a show going where kids call in and talk about their situation or email. And we will answer. We have a psychotherapist. We have a couple of mothers. We have a couple of pastors. And we will get your answers, questions answered. So I guess I'll sign off and say thank you so much for joining me, guys.
Thank you.
And stay tuned for the rest of the story.